Today marks the 30th anniversary of the murder of Archbishop Oscar Romero, who was shot dead while saying Mass in San Salvador. Archbishop Romero became known as the Bishop of the People, speaking out for the poor and the victims of the Salvadoran Civil War. Christine Allen is the executive director of the international development charity Progressio and is in El Salvador to mark the anniversary. Before leaving, she spoke to us about Oscar Romero's legacy 30 years on.
The witness of Romero is significant and it's considerable. It tells us here's a man who was in a position of power and authority, but who used that power and authority for the good of the people who were poor, marginalized and oppressed that he was living among. He did not close his eyes. He did not turn away from the people in need. He did the opposite. He turned to them. He heard the stories. He announced them on his through his homilies. He spoke about them on his radio programs. He would use the exact words and the exact stories and realities of people who are poor and marginalized. So here was a church leader who was speaking out, very much taking the sides of the poor. And I think today, 30 years later, that's still very relevant. The Catholic Church is racked with a number of controversies at the moment. And what do we learn from Romero? I think we learn the message of humility. We learn the message of needing to speak out, not to defend the indefensible, but to speak out for what is just. And I think in practice, what we also see as amongst Catholic people and Catholic communities, or indeed amongst Christian communities, we see people who are still living out Romero's legacy. And in El Salvador, there are people who still look to Oscar Romero to continue with their own struggles.